Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Just play your part. We'll be cool as long as you just play.
metaphorical, not literal. She say that she love me, but what I'm feeling is minuscule. Understand the pride of lives in her inner soul. So the devil that drove dinner got her control. Ain't half the way in sack chasing, getting God cake up. Though my paper way thicker than model makeup. But y'all wait up, my mind racing, I'm toe slipping. A lot of women is real, some bitches robbing givens. I never give them no liquid, no pot to piss in. I tend to leave them quite offended if they too dependent. I'm pitching bitches to dreaming, thinking I'm tricking chicken. I'm simply fucking with bitches that know they whole position. It's real nigga shit, real nigga life. I give my heart to one broad, the others get the pipe. I ain't trying to fight, I ain't trying to fuss. I'm trying for the money, you trying for the love.
Like this game is new to me, but you ain't confusing me. You just want jewelry, another fucking shopping spree. But that ain't stopping me, it ain't stopping you. She will be cool as long as you just play your part. Just play your part. Just play your part.
I say, how can they compare to you? Everything material, you tricking shit for cheers, and you know I don't need no tear. You knew I was riding, and you switched up like a gear too. So all that other shit you want, dead, bury you, funeral. Check my phone, reacting like it's new to you. Talking what I did, but never speak on what I do for you. Cabo to Jamaica every weekend, honeymooning you. Lots of overtime, and I ain't never tried to tune in you, but now I'm just assuming you. Living off a hearsay, treble like the radio, cause everything was airplay. First class, Hermes, Panamera, Merc pass. Greed written on her face when I bought her first bag, and I ain't really give a fuck. It was like a nigga rush. Told my jeweler make her freeze like he was trying to stick her up. She called me daddy like a nigga pup. Just play a role and we can lift
you
it up.
You think you're using me, like this game is new to me, but you ain't confusing me. You just want jewelry, another fucking shopping spree. But that ain't stopping me, it ain't stopping you. She will be cool as long as you just play your part. Just play your part. Just play your part. We'll be cool as long as you just play your part.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Right. Y'all ready?
Right. What more can I say? I made you face your fears. I think we could have made it. Thought I told you I love you. Maybe we should have waited. How could you ever doubt me? When I stood by your ballet, I would have gave my last breath. Now you can't breathe without me.
That was Dirty Money, Ass on the Floor. I love that song. And then before that, we had Rick Ross, Use Me. Well, thank you for joining us for Money Monday. Yo, I'm telling you, I cannot believe how fast September is going. But before I get into that rant, Toya, we have the Angel Toya from Newark, Delaware on the line this evening. Hello, madam.
Hello, Madam CeeLo Boston. Hey, now what's going on with you this evening?
I am, I'm alive and happy and, hey, high five, spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers.
Yeah, spirit fingers. I'm telling you, it'll make anybody smile. I love it. So how was your weekend?
My weekend was, it was okay. I mean, I had a sick child, so I didn't do much of anything. So my weekend was just like any other weekend. I didn't do much of anything. Only difference is my daughter was sick, so.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that your daughter was sick. I hope she's feeling better.
No doubt. Yeah.
I'm getting old. Hey, TM.
What's cracking? Hey, CeeLo. Hey, it was perfect. It was perfect, and I dropped the line by accident. What's good, everybody? Welcome to Money Monday. Hey, hope the baby is better. Toya. Hey, tonight, everybody, it's our Money Monday. We are talking about the Buffett Rule. CeeLo is at the helm tonight, spinning the music that you like to hear. But tonight, again, it's our Money Monday. President Obama just proposed a new proposal to help to reduce the $227 trillion deficit that our country is in right now. We're worse off than Greece. We're 14 times worse than Greece right now when it comes to the economy. And I don't know if you all really know, but guess what? Our government is utterly broke. Utterly broke. $227 trillion we owe. It's serious business, folks. We're talking about beating debt and building wealth, but guess what? Things are crumbling all around us, and it's important that you know. Again, CeeLo live out of Charlotte tonight. Toya coming to us live out of Newark, Delaware. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. Domare, Chesapeake, joining us shortly.
Absolutely.
The Buffett Rule. Toya, are you following this? CeeLo, are you following this?
It's interesting, though, because it's not like the president is asking for anything ridiculous, though.
He's asking for fairness, in my opinion.
Right. And the thing is that, you know, okay, if you make more, because I know as I climb the, you know, financial ladder, I know they took more taxes out of my check. I mean, like, literally 40% of my monthly check. They took at least 20% each month, I mean, each paycheck. So if they're taking 40% from me, they need to be taking 40% from the millionaire as well. And
I
was in a bracket that was considered middle class, but I was single. So you know, it was, you know.
I don't understand why, and maybe it's because I'm not one of them, but I don't understand why millionaires feel as if they should get off on paying taxes. To me, that's asinine. I mean, they should want to pay more because they have more. Even though I know no one wants to give away money. No one wants to give away money, I get that. But it's just the backwards mentality, really, of our society. Think about it. Celebrities, they get things free. Poor people can't even afford the things that the celebrities get for free.
Right, and you're absolutely right. What you also have to keep in mind is that if you have never been in a dire situation, if you don't even know what it means to be poor, it's hard for you to relate to it, you know. And I'm not saying you particularly. I'm speaking of there are people who have never known what it was to go without a meal or a parent having to decide between eating, you know, food themselves or just letting their children just eat the food and they pass up the meal. They don't know anything about that. So they can't relate.
Absolutely. No,
you know what I'm saying?
I totally get it.
Why can't you make it, you know? But everyone does not have the same support system. They're not raised the same way. People that have much, if they weren't born with it, then they, 9 times out of 10, they appreciate it more when they get it themselves. But not everyone has the wherewithal to do so.
If you've just joined us, we're talking about the Buffett rule. This morning, the president proposed the Buffett rule, which would require those earning more than $1 million a year to pay the same share of income and taxes as middle-class families do. This proposal makes sure millionaires and billionaires share the responsibility for reducing the deficit. It would correct for example, the fact that Warren Buffett's secretary currently pays taxes at a higher rate than he does. Now, does that make freaking sense at all? That Warren Buffett, the richest man in the world, almost, like definitely in this country, you know, potentially he's definitely competing for, you know, the world riches, that his secretary pays higher taxes than him. Folks, you're inside Money Monday, and we have been talking about our own finances over the last several weeks, but tonight we're talking about the finances of the United States of America. We want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We'll keep this conversation going right after this. We'll be right back.
Girl only knew.
TM Hyman Radio Live. That was a throwback from Aaliyah, If Your Girl Only Knew. Thanks for joining us this, no, it's not Empowerment Monday. It is Monday. Money Monday.
No doubt.
We're going to get it together eventually. We're just talking about taxes. Do you guys know how much you actually pay out in taxes? A lot of people don't pay attention to it. They get their check. They make sure the direct deposit is in their account, and then they keep it moving. But a lot of people don't pay attention to what they're actually paying in taxes. I know a conference that I went to a few months back, John Sestina, who is one of the top financial planners here in the country, he was speaking about you should know where all your money is going. So even though you're budgeting your household income, you know, you're paying bills and things of that sort, you should know where your money is going before it gets to you, which includes knowing how much money you put out for taxes. And a lot of people do not know that, and they don't know what the taxes are for. So that's something you should pay attention to. A lot of people look for this big refund at the beginning of the year, and actually you shouldn't have a refund. If you're filing taxes properly, well, not filing properly, but if you're having your withholding, your taxes withheld properly, you shouldn't have any money owed or any money owed back to you. You shouldn't have a refund when you file taxes, because all you're doing is loaning the government money for free. So a lot of people don't pay attention to that either. So you should really pay attention to your deductions and where your money is going as far as your taxes are concerned.
Intelligent, intelligent people on this program, and that is absolutely true, Toya. Because just recently, and when I probably about a year and a half ago, I learned, you know, that I was getting hit for like 30 some odd percent taxes overall, which I thought was like, whoa. But you know, I mean, like you just said, you know, all taxes is pretty much, you know, lending the government money for free.
Right, and you shouldn't be getting a big refund. People getting thousands. Now, there are some differences, you know, when you start factoring in, like, deductions when it comes to property tax and things of that sort. But just if you don't have dependents and you don't have, you know, the different property taxes that you can write off and things of that sort, you shouldn't be getting a lot of money back, you know. You should be breaking even, and if not, you should be making some adjustments. Of course, people like getting that bulk of cash back at the beginning of the year, but, you know, it would be a lot more feasible if you got more money in your check every paycheck to help you.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are living check to check. You know, $30, $40 is a lot of money on each check, you know, so you should be making, you know, changes. I know one time I was claiming zero and everything so I can get my hundreds and thousands of dollars back, and that's not what you should be doing. You should be breaking even if you can.
But a lot of people don't even know how to file the taxes properly. You know, that's being educated about it is another downfall. You know, when I worked, I think I had like 5 exemptions. But I had a reason behind the entire thing, and it all evened out, and I didn't expect a large return because I got my money during the year, which I needed more so through the year than, you know, people wait till they get their money so they buy new furniture. I'm not a furniture person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't wait for those big purchases. And a lot of people look forward to that. And the thing is, like, you really don't know. When you pay taxes, you really don't know how much you're really going to get back, because you can try to calculate it, but it doesn't mean that you are going to come out right. You know, because it seems like every year it changes. And, yeah, and the only reason that I knew how much taxes they were taking out was because I always like to, like I did, I would always do a lot of overtime. So I would always be adding in my overtime and knowing how much, you know, most of the time my overtime would end up covering the same amount of money that I was paying out in taxes for that month. So I'd just be happy to break even. You know, so, yeah, it is something that you should pay attention to.
Yeah, really. Definitely. Folks, you are in tune to Money Monday, and this is a great discussion. We are talking about the state of the United States of America's economy. This morning, President Obama proposed the Buffett Rule, which ensures that millionaires and billionaires pay the same amount of taxes that middle class do. This is going to be a tough one, though. I do not believe that he's going to get this proposal over the goalpost easily. And that's because Congress, the Senate, many of our government officials, they fall amongst the ranks of these people who he's asking to be accountable with helping to turn the tide of our $227 trillion deficit. I read something earlier preparing for the show tonight that, you know, the question was, is it time to cut the government officials and the legislature's salary, being that we're in the state that we are in right now with our economy? You know, I say yes. I say yes. And that's only because we know for a fact many of our government officials, many people in the legislature actually own businesses that somehow probably support the budgets that they actually oversee, which has caused us, in my opinion, to be in the hole that we're in right now because it's really all laundering. It's really all laundering at the end of the day. What am I talking about? I'm just going to say Dick Cheney, Halliburton, George Bush, and 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your opinion. We'll be right back after this. Hey, coming up, we got finance all the way live from Newark, Delaware, from Toya. We'll be right back. Team Hama Radio Live.
Me by Izzy. And our next segment is the finance segment, which is hosted by the lovely Toya out of Newark, Delaware, bringing it to us like only she can.
Okay, so clearly I was talking on mute. I'm having a bad night tonight. I'm talking about empowerment. Yeah, I went from empowerment Monday to Monday Monday to speaking on mute. Oh, gosh. No, I was actually looking for some more information. I was at the last minute switching up my finance segment to go a little more in line with what we're speaking of. So I just wanted to give a little information on how many exemptions you should actually claim so that your tax rate is correct. So just keep in mind when you file your federal income tax return, there are opportunities to claim both personal and dependent exemptions that will lower your tax bill. However, exemptions are not available to all taxpayers, which some people fail to realize. But if they are available to you, the number of exemptions that you claim is not discretionary, and you must satisfy a number of requirements for each one that you claim. As far as your personal exemptions are concerned, the IRS will allow taxpayers who are not listed as a dependent on another person's taxpayer's return to claim one personal exemption. So, you know, if as long as you're not, someone's not claiming you as a dependent, then you can claim yourself. However, if you're married by the last day of the tax year and you decide to file a joint return with your spouse, you can report two personal exemptions on your tax return. So, of course, if you're married, you can have two personal exemptions. If not, it should be just the one, unless you're a dependent on somebody else's. And then all exemptions reduce your taxable income in the same way deductions do. And the lower your taxable income, then the lower the tax rates the IRS will impose to calculate your tax bill, which a lot of people don't realize. Also, dependent exemptions, in addition to the personal exemptions that you claim, you can increase your overall exemption deduction for each dependent that you claim on your tax return. But unlike the personal exemption, the eligibility to claim a dependent exemption requires that you satisfy a number of eligibility requirements. So you can't just randomly claim somebody or claim your pet as your child or claim somebody else's child as your child, as we see some people do from year to year. But you should actually be claiming someone who's living in your home, someone that you're actually taking care of, and they're present in your home over a certain amount of time during the year, and you actually pay for their food and clothes and all of that good stuff. And, of course, to figure out what the restrictions are, you should log on to the IRS.gov to get that information. So you can claim, again, personal exemptions, dependent exemptions, and then the maximum filing status. Sometimes you may qualify for certain filing status simply because you're eligible to claim dependent exemptions on your tax return. A lot of times, unmarried taxpayers who have dependents that live with them for more than half the tax year, they're responsible for more than half of the cost of maintaining the home, then they can actually file as head of household filing status, which can change the outcome of your return as well. So the maximizing your filing status, if you're the head of household, you claim head of household, you claim your dependents if you have any. But just keep in mind that those can change if you're married. And then it's based on if you're married, you're filing jointly, or if you're filing married but single. And there's a few more restrictions with that. So just make sure you check the IRS.gov for that as well. But, again, with this, the larger your standard deduction, then the lower your taxable income will be. So just a few tips on who you should claim, how much you should claim. Please don't get caught up in the back and forth, the changing your exemptions. I know people in the past that would, you know, when it's around Christmas season and they want to get the maximum amount in their paycheck, they want to claim the maximum that they can, like nine dependents, you know, nine exemptions. That's not something you want to do. You don't want to play around with your money because eventually it'll catch up with you. I mean, I know someone who owes over $20,000 just because he was constantly changing his exemptions from zero to five to nine, depending on how much money he wanted in his check for that month. And that'll catch up with you, and eventually you'll end up owing money. So the best thing to do is just find out what the actual correct filing exemptions are for you. and stick with it and don't change back and forth, back and forth. Again, your goal is to not have a big refund at the end of the tax year and to not owe a lot of money. So, you know, if you need to play with it to figure out what your tax exemptions should be, then you can. But don't make it a habit of changing just because you want to change the amount that's going to be in your check from paycheck to paycheck, because that will get you in trouble. But they have a lot of calculators, tax calculators on IRS.gov. You can get forms, information, requirements, restrictions, everything you need. You can also log on to sites like eHow.com. If you log on to eHow.com, they even have a checklist of how to determine which exemptions are right for you. So, you know, there are different websites and different tools that can help you determine the best way to file. But, again, please do not play with the IRS and the money, because in the long end, it will come back to bite you, and that's not something that you want.
You heard it right. So, Hip Hop Radio Live. You heard it here. TM Holland Radio Live. I think we are experiencing some difficulties, but you heard it first, and you heard it right here. Great tips from Newark, Delaware. I think we really, really, really need to become more educated when it comes to taxes. She just dropped some jewels that I'm like, I don't want a big refund. I think I do want a damn big refund. but I get
I get the point
that she's making.
Yeah,
you're letting the
government borrow money that for free. You know, I mean, I wish a bank, just like the same thing happens. You know, when you have money in the bank kind of lives off your money. I mean, the same way. For the government. Now, like I said, there are different things that play into that. When you own your own business and you have different things you can write off, then you're spending your own money. You want to get that money back. So, of course, when you're a business owner and you have things that you can write off for business expenses, of course you want
right.
to do that, because you want
right.
to maximize your return. You want to get all you can back from the money that you put out. But if you're
right.
just, you know, living, you know, working your job, you don't have a lot going, you know, you don't have another business going on, you shouldn't be getting huge refunds. That means you're, like, giving
exactly.
money away for free. Here, borrow my money. You don't have
right.
to pay me anything back. You're just going to give me what I actually let you borrow. But I don't get interest back on the money that I let you borrow. You know, but if you owe them
exactly.
and you don't pay them fast enough, then you're going to have to pay them and pay them interest, and it's not fair. So don't give
them
money for free.
That makes a difference as a business
mm-hmm.
owner, because
as
I
a business
was,
owner, you
want to as you were talking, I was processing, and as a business
yeah.
owner, I absolutely spend money that I want back, and I do a refund. So, but you're speaking just regular, you know, residential constituent filing, just
right.
single person. Exactly. Okay,
mm-hmm.
you're inside Money Monday, and again, we really are trying to help you. A lot of what we share, it even helps us. All right, we'll be right back after this right here. We want to hear from you.
Out here on the grind, looking out for my, waiting for the spotlight, running out of time. I just want to shine, nothing to be behind.
In a mission, foes try to hold a submission, but they can't slow what's written. Play my hand, never fold to the system. Holes in the glitches, rather be blind in the mirror with no vision. Wait, fueled by the hate in the distance, the hisses. You can hear the snakes in the distance. Straight hard work and persistence. No book repetition, no days off, no break in the mission. Faith in the wishing, so blessed I lyrically baptized, believing the all fly. The city is all mine. All time background soaked in it for 4 years and 4 minutes. I'm so Guinness in the flames, see a slow image of the future. Now let's shake hands, happy to introduce you, M.A.C.
Out here on the grind, looking out for mine, waiting for the spotlight, running out of time.
about pain, I told him about pain. And I don't mean that one with that big ass chain. Told me don't mess up the MC name. Who you think I am? MC Brain. Now I'm staring at the world from the top floor. Kevin missed a big shot and went hot sauce. Went from being dropped off to taking the whole hood offshore. Off the Florida and cross the border. Boston, Georgia, the mic recorder. Got money, now my life in order. Real world on my shoulders. Top heavy Cobra, free for the pedal. Now my feet on the pedal. Now I wanna scream loud like steam from a kettle. Now I gotta put the beach on my level. We either come together or run forever. Sink or swim, get your trunks together. I run this city.
Out here on the night, looking out for night, waiting for the twilight, looking out of time. I just wanna shine, shine with the eyes, shine of the highlights, cause he ain't paid a mind.
Monday, hit us up, 917-889-3926, all the way live from Chesapeake in the house. Give it up for Do Man. Welcome to the show.
All right. Brody Nacho's world. Good evening, everybody.
What's cracking?
Hey, Do Man.
Hey, Do Man, you probably about to hit that millionaire tax status here soon. Do you think, as a millionaire, you should pay the same taxes that the middle class pay, or should you pay a different tax? Should you pay less tax than middle class as a millionaire?
I think taxes should be fair across the board, period. I shouldn't pay less than the middle class. The middle class shouldn't pay less than me. I mean, not unless I have a business. I think taxes should be fair across the board, and however it come out. If I have more because I make more, it is what it is. It's just, you know, I don't think it should be different either which way, personally. I understand it, I guess, to the best of my ability, but me, I think it should just be fair. It should be just be set across the board. No less,
yeah.
No more, period.
I agree. I actually agree. That's the point of view that I provided. You know, I think it should be the same. I don't see why rich people should pay any less in taxes than anybody else. I just don't get it. It seems like a different kind. It seems like economic discrimination. I just don't get it.
No, definitely. Come on, Naomi. It's politics. It's a game. Of course we don't get it. We ain't supposed to get it. And ever since they enacted taxes back with the Magna Charta, you know, come on, big government got to get there. I mean, but I understand it got to be run, but then you get money-hungry people. I'm like, I don't understand we get these people, Republicans, to me it's Republicans, and some Democrats, but I just see, I guess because it's been more Republican, that, you know, they come up with these ways to put more money in the pocket of people who already have the money, who are not going through the economic hardship. And everything like that. I listened to a clip today. Today is the celebration of DJ Law's passing of last year, and when he did an interview with Michelle Obama, and he wanted to know, just like the other first lady before her, at the time she was the senator's wife, what would she do to contribute? You know, what would be her you know, world cause, her mission? And she was like, you know, she was on the campaign, on the hunt to be more involved with basically the lives of the regular people, how to come up with different ways, how a mom can make a dollar stretch, how a single parent can make it, how everything. And I was like, that's what we need, because the rich don't need to keep getting richer. Because I'm not saying the poor getting poor, but at the same time, we put more money in the wrong people's pockets. We creating more programs and doing more stuff to help people who already
that President Obama just actually pitched this morning. It's called the Buffett Rule. This proposal makes sure that millionaires and billionaires share the responsibility for reducing the deficit, which right now sits at an estimated $227 trillion. It was stated that it's a fact that Warren Buffett's secretary currently pays a higher tax rate than he does, and she clearly makes way less money than he does. The other side is already saying it's class warfare. It's a smoke screen providing billionaires special treatment. As of this morning, again, President Obama said this is not class warfare, it's mass. The wealthiest Americans do not need further tax cuts, and in many cases aren't even asking for the tax cuts. We got to do the right thing, my friends. You are inside Money Monday. Interesting conversation tonight. We'll be back.
Can't buy me love.
That just broke away in space, And it was just reported that this satellite that is the size of a school bus could fall out of the sky anywhere in the country, potentially anywhere in the world. They have no idea, but the debris from this the debris from this fiery bus-sized satellite can hit, can smash people's houses, can fall on top of cars just out of the sky right now.
Look, you send people into a tizzy. That is true. However, people, please keep this in mind as well, that by the time it hits our atmosphere, it will break into more parts. And so, yes, it may hit somebody in the head, but you have more chances of hurting yourself in the house before you get hit by one of these.
Crazy, though.
I could see somebody right now like going heading straight to the basement, calling in to work. I'm not coming in.
No, not quite. Just turn on your local news, my friends. Anything falling out of the sky that's the size of a school bus, I want to be aware of.
Well, you know, I mean, as long as they've had satellites in the air, I mean, those things only stay up there for so long anyway. I mean, they've been falling for years, and pieces, people really do. I mean, think about the people who do find pieces of what they think are, you know, pieces of spaceships. It's really pieces of satellite that have just fallen. I mean, that's how we got our time. That's how we're even able to be on air, is because of satellites. So it's plenty of them up there. But they will, they'll disintegrate a little
bit. Folks, you're listening to someone who is very calm at all times. And she has some help with being calm.
Let me help you.
A satellite falling out of the sky is nothing to sit back and be calm about. You know, just be aware that it's happening again. I don't think you have to worry about anything crashing on your house. But guess what? You never know.
Exactly. In case now you.
It's nothing to worry about. They've been falling for years.
Do your research, people. I always invite you to do your research. Well, I'm telling you, they have. They've been falling for years.
No, I don't question that at all. I was
So faster than you'll get hit by a piece of satellite.
Hey, I believe that.
You know. So, look, let's go to our resident Coopolitics guy here. And,
we blamed on the people in Washington, D.C. anyway. All of this craziness, anything dealing with government, we blame it on Washington, D.C.
What's up, Mr. Cooper, out there in D.C. land?
Oh, nothing much going on. I hear y'all talking about what happened today in politics and the whole satellite thing.
What's going on with your government, man? What's up with your government?
Hey, I'm happy Obama did what he did today. He came out and said, I want to raise taxes on those people that make over $1 million a year. And some people would say it's not fair to say I'm going to tax this group of people by this amount, and I'm going to tax this group of people by this amount because they have less. I'm going to tax them at a lower percentage rate. But you know what? Everything that's good for the majority of the country or the country as a whole may not be fair, but it just may be right for us. And this is something that it's not fair when you just look at the numbers in front of you, the percentage numbers, but it's good for the country. That means that you can tax the lower people at a lesser percentage rate, because yes, the rich are going to pay more when you look at total dollars, but you can tax the lower people at a lower percentage rate, and they can have more money to go out and spend. And it's the opposite of what Reagan did. It's flood up economics versus trickle down economics.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a good thing. It's like one time, I won't say the name of the place, but one time I worked a place where one of the higher up guys had got his tax refund check. And what he did with that check, he gave it to his secretary to send over to his accountant. Not like everyday people do. We get $3,000 on a tax return. We like, man, I'm about to go pay this or whatever. I'm going to go ahead and get things I need to get me through the rest of the year. This guy sent it to his accountant. It was $175,000. So, yeah, it might not be fair percentage-wise, but it's absolutely fair and it's good for the country.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I totally agree. And I don't. And this is what I believe. Anyone who sees it contrary is clearly someone who does not like and have never played from a leveled playing field. They've always had the upper hand. Therefore, they always want to keep the upper hand. And at the end of the day, that's called greed. Because anytime the playing field was not leveled and you got ahead and you want to keep it that way, see, first of all, there's some type of inferiority that's involved, and we need to figure out what that is. But secondly, if you're going to do that, you should do that on your own and not with the help of the government. It just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
When it starts to make sense, it'll probably be over. You know, I mean, it seems like when a situation is over.
Yeah, over in the sense of a coming of a new age, you know?
Right.
You know, I believe, my friends, that our economy is on the brink of disaster. I believe that food and basic necessities are about to be sky high. And the things that we used to be able to afford, we're not going to be able to afford anymore. And if we don't have resources and a plan to be able to barter and to be able to stay ahead, because we're in industries that are going to be required regardless of what the economy is like, industries like, you know, police officers. There will always be police officers. There will always be firemen. You know, there will always be certain industries involved in an economy regardless of the state of the economy. You know, you really got to take a look at what's going on. The state of our economy is going to get worse before it gets better. Do you understand that unemployment is 15% in this country? 15% in this country. Do a Google and try to figure out when was the last time it was this high. It's been a long time. Tonight we're talking about the state of the American economy, specifically the Buffett rule proposed by our president, Commander-in-Chief Barack Obama. Hey, we support you, Barack. And man, wow. Let's rock the vote this coming election, my friends. It's 11:03. Hey, coming up, Entertainment National News, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora. Thank you.
Welcome back.
AC. No doubt. Welcome back.
So, look, yeah, that was Dawn Richard and These Tears. I like that song. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Nice song.
Yeah, I like it. Not bad. Not bad. Are you guys ready for the news now?
Entertainment
National. Look, I don't hear any excitement. Is everybody ready for the news?
That may be because we don't hear excitement in your voice.
Oh, okay. I'm excited. I'm smiling even. I promise you. I don't know. My music. How about this?
Yeah.
So, yeah, boy, I love that music. Okay, so look, we've been talking about taxes, right? So, President Obama, he hit everybody with the Buffett, you know, tax incentive, and I mean, I think it's going to be a good thing for the United States. I think we need to go along with this and support our president, and that's all I'm going to say about that. But speaking of other taxing situations, how about this? The Rough Riders, they owe more than $1 million in taxes to New York City. Now, the taxes are stemming from, not from unpaid taxes, but from charges stemming from 3,400 illegal posters to promote the Rough Riders' music career. They were never fined for it, so that's the fine now. They owe over $1 million for illegally posting promotion material. Yes. Now, on the flip side of that, which is really the good side, the Rough Riders, they're going to be releasing a compilation album in October of 2011. So that may be, you know, something to generate some cash for you guys. Hate to see you fall off like that. But anyway, here is another taxing situation. Swiss Beatz. He is the father of a 3-year-old child in the, by UK singer Zana Andronova. Now, the child was born before his marriage to Alicia Keys, but apparently the child was born during his first marriage to Mashonda. Kind of messy there. It's just a taxing situation. No judgment. Just very interesting. Now, in other entertainment taxing news, Vashti Ortiz, who is she? I still don't know. However, she's a dancer that's been in a few music videos, and she's suing 50 Cent and G-Unit for an attack that took place at 50's mansion back in 2009. Now, Dwayne McKenzie, who was supposed to have been an employee of 50 Cent, he was the name assaulter, along with a Michelle, it's like a Russian last name, I want to say Zerkowski. Ms. Zerkowski hit Ms. Ortiz in the head, causing her to go to the hospital and receive 9 staples for the head injury. So Ms. Ortiz is seeking a unspecified amount to cover her medical bills and her pain and suffering and so forth. Now, here's another taxing thing I thought that was kind of interesting, but whatever. Fabulous and Ray J, they're supposedly beefing. Now, Fabulous, I listened to this audio from Fabulous calling into DJ Clue's show, and he denied being punched in the face by Ray J, which is running through the rumor mill at this point. You know, and Fab is like, no, he didn't punch me in the face, and that there's nothing to squash, and Ray J just needs to clean himself up and get himself together because this is not a game. And so I don't know. Hopefully Ray J doesn't, you know, I don't know. I even saw where on 106 in Park today, Terrence and Roxy were reaching out to Ray J and Fabulous saying, you know, let's squash this. We don't want to see it, you know, go any further. First of all, neither one of them is scary to me. I mean, what, their sister's going to fight or something? I mean, I really don't know. inclined to beat one of them up than them to hurt each other. I think they would hurt each other trying to.
Hey.
I'm the best guy. You know, this is strictly my opinion. Not of the TM Hyman Radio Pod, just strictly Madam Boston. But that's all. Oh, look.
Can I interject something here? Can I interject something here?
I don't know.
I listen.
Hey, it better be worth it.
Hey, look, I listened to that same interview. I listened to the one that Ray J did, sounded crazy, and I listened to Fabs. Them things was hilarious. Fabulous said, he said, I don't know what happened. He was standing there. Floyd and 50 are just standing there looking at him like, what are you talking about? And he's going off talking about, nah, I'm with the money team. We got 6 Rolls Royces outside. We got 20,000 square foot houses. And he said, he's looking at him like, what are you talking about, Brandy's brother?
Hey,
and then he said, but the way it sounded to me, I bet 50 Cent and Floyd hyped that boy up to it. He was drunk and high, and they hyped him up to it just so he would say something to Fab about Fab making fun of him singing in Floyd's living room, giving a concert in the living room. And so, because Fab had already been saying something about it. And so I think they hyped him up to it just so they could laugh at Ray J, knowing that nothing, he wasn't going to do something.
I mean, I think it's really ridiculous. I'm serious. Brandy is tougher than Ray J. I just really don't. Yeah, I don't see it happening. But last but not least, the Hip Hop Awards are going to be shown on October 11, 2011. So check your local listings. It's saying 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central. So,
let
you know,
boys
laugh. You get a chance. Yes, and that's all I have. You guys for entertainment and national news. I'm doing them. How y'all like them apples?
You care about me. AKCTM Hyman Radio Live. That was Monica throwback. I like that joint right there. Hey, yo, what's up, Money Monday? 917-889-3926 is the number. Hit us up. We want to hear from you. We're talking about the Buffett Rule. The Buffett Rule tonight, which is a proposal that President Barack Obama just actually presented to the Senate. Is it the Senate or the Congress that it was presented to?
He sent it to both, I believe.
Okay. Cool. How likely is it that this is going to go over the goalpost?
Not at all.
Yeah,
it's just like
I
that job package. Even one I'm going to make. Huh?
Yeah, I think it's going to be difficult too.
Yeah. But it may get people to see where the other side lays at. It may get people to see that, hey, they don't want rich people to pay any higher type of tax, but they want to take away everything good that the government does for people. They don't want the government to do anything for anyone, but they want to make sure that the people that need it least can pay less taxes.
And isn't that an interesting, like, story right there? Because I think at the end of the day, from a strategic perspective, I think it's a beautiful move on the side of the president, because you are absolutely right for this campaign season, Coop. And what better of a story to tell than the true heart of the Republican and the true heart of the elitist that pretty much, you know, run this country? So put them on Front Street. And I think that's exactly what he's doing with this with this plan right here. He's putting them on Front Street, and the constituencies all over America are going to be able to really see what their representation is really about. I think it's going to be interesting. Just look at who's in control right now. The Republicans are in control in both houses right now, right?
No, the Republicans are in control in the House of Representatives. The Democrats have a slight control of the Senate, but Republicans still can filibuster.
We're losing it quickly.
Yeah, you basically can't get a vote off on anything, because Republicans aren't going to let you get a vote off for anything that will help anyone.
If a couple more of them died or got caught up in a sex scandal, it'll be over. The Republicans will be in control. Folks, the state of our economy and the state of our government is in turmoil right now. The day of depending on government to take care of you and protecting you is over. You really got to start digging deep, not just, you know, mentally, but physically, spiritually. Dig deep to see what's happening around you. You know, independence and self-sufficiency is important. And I don't know, and I'm just going to put it out here, right, because I watch a lot of movies. But there's this thing called Armageddon that I can tell you people are preparing for right now in this country. And specifically people of a brighter persuasion. I'm going to leave it right there. Again, Armageddon. Look it up. Understand what it's really about. I believe that we are just a few phases away from what is Armageddon. I'm not trying to, again, as CeeLo said earlier, cause a panic, but I am trying to empower, and I am trying to inform. Cool. When you hear Armageddon, what comes to mind? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, I don't know, people having riots going on because they don't have certain things. People vandalizing and looting places, and martial law going into effect.
That's right.
That's if it happens over here in America like it happens in the other countries, that's when you know the world is just totally gone. It's like, it'll be crazy. And I would say, and we're a very spoiled country. I don't believe that. I think that's one of the issues with the whole "don't raise my taxes" thing. The government shouldn't do this and that for you. We're so spoiled that we don't really understand sacrificing anymore. We just want to have everything. We want to have me, mine.
The rest of the world sees us as greedy, fat, uneducated people who need to be punished in a bad, bad way. That's how the rest of the world sees us. And we got to really, you know, we got to see ourselves and look at the man in the mirror, my friends. You're inside Money Monday. We're talking about of our government's economy. We'll be back after this.
Feel used, abused, mentally confused. The way you're tripping on me, girl, I never had a clue. You say you work an island behind me. Oh, what a conspiracy, I never thought you would. Was such a fool for your love, a puppet to control. I never realized my friends, they tried to let me know. Unaware of you deceiving ways, I wouldn't let them know. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. Well, I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, I thought you had it. Me. I feel stressed, oppressed when you put me to the test. Can't believe the way that I was overly obsessed with you and yours, every time that you will knock, I'll let you through my door of love. It's like a double, let you free to do whatever and wherever. Some say this could be the reason why I never touch your face again. I thought you had it, I thought you owned. Perfect love that I wanted, and I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, and I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me.
Come back in a minute. TMG Music Group, what's this? Tim. CeeLo? Hello? Hello.
Electric Chameleon, go ahead.
Thank you. I was wondering. I thought it was the song that came back. I didn't hear neither with nobody, okay? I thought it was the song that it pauses and then it came back. So I wasn't sure. An Electric Chameleon. Please forgive me. They are with TMG, I do believe. Isn't that correct, Tim?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just saying I didn't hear you. You probably were talking a lot on mute. So anyway, thank you for joining us tonight.
I know I was.
Wow.
Thank you for your mute.
I
appreciate it.
Yeah.
But at least you know where we are real. We experience real things every day. We are real. And we bring it to you real, just like with Obama. He's bringing it to you real. You know, I'm kind of glad somebody has to do something, you know, but this is what I believe. And the Republicans, see, the reason why we're in this crisis is because the Republicans, they all buddy-buddy, and that was the whole goal from the very beginning. We're going to make ourselves richer, but we have to do it off the backs of others. That's my conspiracy theory.
That's what the country was built on.
Yeah, in a sense where we're going to play this political game and make them, you know what I mean, to the point where they just run it in the ground, just like with Bush and his in the oil and him and his buddy, you know what I'm saying? Him being in position so that his buddies can get rich. And now he just slides out after 8 years. But they not struggling down there in Texas. Well, I mean, I'm saying in that circle, that one in that circle where the rich is getting richer and the poor is getting poor, what I'm speaking of specifically. You know,
what I would say about why Texas is, I mean, you're absolutely right. I agree. I mean, and what he did was he made sure that his home state was taken care of the entire time he was in office. Texas was never hurting, and he made sure that when it was over, Texas would never be hurting, even in the midst of a tough economy. When you have Louisiana, you know, and New Orleans right up the street, you know, Texas is balling while everybody around Texas is struggling. You know, that's strategic, and I
absolutely agree.
That's the rich taking care of, you know, its people.
Hey, but don't be fooled about Texas. Texas has a lot of business stuff going on there and some money being made there, but Texas is starting to grow a budget deficit. They've been doing that Enron, Arthur Anderson type math with the books, like Bush was doing with the No Child Left Behind to make things look good, but it's all starting to bubble up, and they say Texas has, like certain counties in Texas are forcing parents to pay for their child to catch the school bus to school per child, and it's like $300 a year per child to catch the school bus to school. That's a lot, especially if, say, you're a family that has, like, three kids. That's $900 just for your child to catch the bus to go get an education.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, the thing is that it shouldn't cost as much as it does for our children to get an education. I mean, the whole point of the public schools even being put into place was so that, you know, it was supposed to be even across the playing field. But then you still have these, you know, private schools and specialty schools that if people can afford it, let them send their children there. But it doesn't mean that our children in the public schools should be shorted, you know, because their families don't have the money. And hopefully that this plan that is going to be put in place, because something has to be done, regardless of if it ends up being exactly what President Obama is bringing to the table. Or not, something is going to be done. You know, somebody's going to take some tax breaks. Some people are going to get hit with higher taxes. I mean, it's part of the evolution of us as human beings. I mean, it's the supply and demand, you know, and we're still growing. It's not going to change. And I still think that regardless of what happens, President Obama is going to get the second term. So, I mean, because he has to be given the opportunity to clean up the mess that was already there when he came into office. Please let no one forget. It wasn't like he made it the way it is. It was made that way, and he's trying to clean it up. So, yeah, it is going to take money to make money.
We need to pay off the countries that we owe, bit by bit. But we also need to, you know, be getting, making our own playing field level, because we're not the highest in education across the country. We're somewhere in the middle. We're not even at the top. Well, we should be at the top, but we're one of the richest countries. And even though we're in debt, we still live a lifestyle that a lot of people would love to live, you know. So, I mean, it is what it is. But y'all been rocking with us. We'll go ahead and play some music for you guys. Rock it out. We got 21 minutes left in the show. Thank you for rocking with us. Thank you for everyone on the panel. Your insight is always appreciated.
You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Bo D, College Boy Music, GDD, stand up, living right, black light, nigga.
Hyman Radio Live, and that was Bo D, Mathematics. Yes.
You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah, boy. We got 12 minutes left. Show. Thank y'all for rocking with us. If you missed the show, of course, you can always check out the podcast. You know,
hey, your roster tonight was on fire. Your music lineup was on point.
Well, thank you. You know, I freestyle it as always. Yeah.
Yo.
Thank you. Thank you. Hope
hey,
you enjoyed it.
No doubt. Hump Day Wednesday, we got artist Fame out of New York City joining us. He got a couple of bangers that we just got in tonight, and we're going to load him up and prepare for him to stop past the show, hang out with the crew on Wednesday. Again, a new artist by the name of Fame, hip-hop, R&B, NYC, coming to hang out with us Wednesday. Hey, check back 10 p.m. where we have health and wellness in our new artist spotlight, hip-hop R&B artist Fame. We got Avery Smith coming to check us next week. He got that inked up joint. Hey, he got a video premiering next week, 106 in Park, and he's going to stop past and talk to us about what he got going on, the video, and all that. So Avery Smith, he got that inked up joint that we featured here. Video premiering next week, 106 in Park. He's going to stop past this Wednesday, 10 p.m., Fame.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Oh, he's going with a name like that. He better burn it up.
No doubt.
Yeah, no choice. We got any last minute political comments from the panel this evening?
What I just want to say is let's really prepare to rock the vote. Our destiny is in our hands. Again, I just want to refer back to something CeeLo said earlier about, you know, startling people about the bus falling out of the sky. Let me tell you something, my friends. The bus is always falling out of the sky in some way, shape, or form. And if not physically, you know, in other ways, you know, so apply that metaphorically. You know, it's not about fear, because at the end of the day, the Most High is with you. And you shouldn't fear anything, you know. But
right.
But it's about preparation, and it's about information, and it's about education. There's this thing called intervention that most people don't know anything about.
Right.
You can prevent a lot of things just off of knowing what's coming your way, knowing what's happening. You can prepare yourself. You can position yourself. You know, going back to Katrina. You know, Katrina, you know, the one thing that's so tragic about Katrina is that could have been prevented if people had took heed to the warning.
But you know what, it goes back
to we can't. I'm not saying it couldn't have been prevented because the levees broke. That happened. All I'm saying is a lot of people, you know, they want to go on about their daily routine regardless of what's happening around them. And sometimes we have to pay more attention to the warning signs that are right in our face. Go ahead, Joe.
But you know what, like I said to you, it goes back to what you said yesterday about some people needing to, you know, figure out or find out that poopy stinks, you know. And it could have been prevented had the had the warnings been taken seriously as far as, like, preventive maintenance. You know, if the levees would have been probably taken care of the way they should have been as they, you know, the people of the city had been advised. But, you know, it always comes down to the state doesn't have money or the city doesn't have money, but they can have parties and they can, you know what I'm saying, they can promote things like that.
Right.
But,
and people,
know,
please,
like
don't, please don't misunderstand the context, you know, in which I'm speaking from. And again, it's no judgment, you know, and I'm you know, it's just my opinion, and I'm not trying to, you know, intrude or offend in any way. But what I do take very seriously is I take our livelihood very seriously. I take the quality of the lives that we live very seriously. And if you take time to tune into this program, you know, we take that just as seriously for you as well. So, there it is.
By all means, I'm just saying things that could have been, you know.
Cool. You've been coughing all damn night. Can you send me just a little bit of?
Hey, look, I don't know what y'all talking about.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
I work with too good of attorneys to be knowing what you all talk about. But anyway, hey, but speaking on the Katrina thing, you're right. That could have been avoided. It's like, I'm glad to see Obama doing what he's doing now, but there's a lot of people to say that
government can't create jobs, damn if they can't. During FDR times, man, they were building dams. They were building bridges. During Eisenhower's term, Eisenhower, Republican president, went to Europe and saw the highways in Germany and said, hey, we need this in America. And that's how we have our highway system now. That was our millions of jobs. Like Katrina, what would happen with Katrina? Our levee system in Katrina, I mean, in New Orleans, is like dated back to the early 1900s or early 20th century. That's what I say, early 20th century. They could take $30 billion and pour it into New Orleans and update, modernize that levee system, and it would create tons of jobs that would go out from Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, would spread out because you would need materials from all over the place. And that would create tons of jobs if they really wanted to do it. And that would it would flow throughout the country. And $30 billion sounds like a lot, but it's nothing when it comes to helping the whole country. That's nothing. That's pocket change.
Right. I mean, it's like if everybody gave a couple of dollars, it should cover it all. But, of course, it's not going to be handled that way. That's too much like right. That's too democratic. And how dare we be democratic by any means? Not legally anyway, right?
Yeah, not legally. And there are certain things I agree with Ron Paul on. Him and my man Barney Franks.
Oh, God. Don't choke on me. Well, Toy, Dee Dee, y'all have anything to add? We got 5 minutes left in the show. Again, thank everyone for talking with us.
Cool. Use the mute button. I know you might be Democrat. Express your liberalism so much.
Hey, look, I apologize.
I love this show. I love this show.
You know, but no, I just want to piggyback on what Terrence said and definitely rock the vote. We're going to keep saying that thing she said. Just like we empower. Should try to empower each other every single day. I think every time we're on this show, we should definitely bring home rock the vote. Just so if you say it so many times, it'll stick in your mind, rock the vote, rock the vote, rock the vote, because it's so serious and so important. So I just want to get that out there to the world. And I just want to let everybody know to be a blessing. I enjoy you each and every night. And Coop, too. And CeeLo, Toya.
Hey, Dee Dee, this is Domare's birthday week, everybody. Hey, let me tell you something. Domare is my idol right now. She's going, her and Toya are going out to the iHeart Music Festival, hanging out with all the celebrities, all the stars, but they're going to be bringing us some live information. Is it Friday night? Can we get a live report from Vegas Friday night, Domare?
I can do my best. I'm not sure specifically where I'm going to be. I might be in North Vegas on Friday night. And I might not. It just depends. I'm going to do my very best to catch up with. We got Jay-Z. I'm sure we got them all, baby. They coming.
I don't know what to hear about it. Okay?
And CeeLo. Don't y'all worry. We're programming our phones to remind us to call in on time. You know, we'll be a few hours behind you guys, so we shouldn't be that drunk that early in the evening. But in case we are,
We want a live report from Vegas from the iHeart Music Festival. And just in case y'all can't make it, we definitely want it back next week. All the details of that awesome show going down, the iHeart Music Festival going. And again, this is Domare's birthday week, everybody. So happy birthday to Ms. Willingham live out of Chesapeake tonight. Happy birthday, Mama.
You're making me blush. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey. How old are you turning? You want to share that with us?
24 plus 5 times 2.
Oh. 24 plus. Okay, I'll check that out on my women's guide because maybe I haven't gotten that point. Okay. Well,
I'm turning beautiful, wonderful, marvelous. That's what I'm turning, baby.
Hey, well, y'all have
Yes, I just had to give that to you, Dee Dee. Happy birthday, baby, and I hope you enjoy. And I hope you all enjoy the show tonight. It's brought to you by HAC Media, Massages for Life, The Aura. Hey, thank y'all for rocking with us. Whatever you do, do it well. Be a blessing. We love you guys. And we got 60 seconds and we out.
Okay, well, you know, in the 60 seconds, I just want to remind everyone. You just going to cut me off, though? You just going to cut me off like that, huh, Cee-Lo?
Go ahead. No, really, don't
just rock the vote, but you need to educate yourselves on what it is that you're voting on. So make sure you learn about everything that's going on right now, because if you're voting for something, you don't know what you're voting for. You just may be voting for the wrong thing, even though you think you're voting for the right person. If that makes sense to you. Have a blessed night.
All right.
Hey,
good night.
If y'all see Ray here in Vegas.
Gotta hurt.